Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala amma ba'd. Sister Khadija, the one her mother passed away, she asked me some questions about what to do to her mother. I talked to her, rahmatullahi alayha, and I decided my conversation with her to make it public to benefit everybody. This topic is super, super, super dear to me and has a story with me. The story with me, it happened to me when I was like 17, 18, 19, something like that. I don't remember exactly. Years old. When one time I said to my father, are you pleased with me? He said, no. I said, why? He said, do you want me to be pleased with you? I said, yes. He said, okay. When I die, I'm in the grave. If I see my place in Jannah get elevated, I know you are trying to be good and make dua for me. I will be pleased with you at this time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah yirhamu ya Rabb, and elevate his level in Jannah every day, inshallah, and make him pleased with me. Make dua for my father to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, elevate his level in Jannah, and otherwise he will not be pleased with me. How this happened? Later on, I saw Hadith Qudsi. Listen to me careful. But before I give you the Hadith Qudsi, Zakatul Mal, meaning the obligation Zakat, we spend it every year, this fard, this obligation, this one of the pillar of Islam, one of the five pillar. Okay? And this, you can do it to your parents' relative or family member who are needed, number one, or the friend, or the neighbors, if they are needed. It go like that, the highest priority, the relative of the parents. After that, the relative of the family. After that, the neighbors. After that, the people who really your parents love and care for. By this way, you can give them the money from the cattle man or charity. And now we're coming to our topic. One of the highest gift you give it to your parents is hiba. What is hiba? A gift. Meaning, I have certain amount of money. I am going to say, oh Allah, take this money, Allah. I'm going to make it sadaqah jariyah, like Islamic books, renovating a masjid, take care about masjid, okay? Supporting family, okay? Medical clinic for sabilillah, a water well, whatever. Listen carefully again. It's a hibah, a gift for me, to my mother or my father. Meaning, for example, I'm spending $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is, the amount of money. I said, Allah, accept this money as a hiba and make all the rewarding go to my parents. Meaning this money would be spent in the behalf of them, not me. I'm getting zero. I am donating all my activity, the money, and whatever it will be done as a gift to go to them. Listen carefully and cry. Cry with joy and ask Allah to make you among them. Is a hadith Qudsi. The parents, father or mother, in the grave. all of a sudden they see a hole. They call it a taqa, full of light. They look. They find angels, beautiful angels, coming with a tray. Very beautiful tray. It's called the tray of Rahmah, the tray of blessing, the tray of Noor. And the dead person in his grave, he said, "Who are you? And what I done to gain all this blessing?" They said, "We are the angel of Rahmah. Allah created us to visit you in the grave the way the Muslim visit Al-Kaaba in Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca." And they keep coming. They keep coming non-stop. The dead person asked, "What I done to gain all this?" They said, "This is a blessing and rahmah from Allah of the blessing of your son and daughter who make dua for you and send you some gift of good deed." At this moment, the father or the mother scream from happiness. And the angel, the one in the kingdom of Allah, close to Allah, they said, "Ya Allah, this son of daughter, they give all this blessing to their parents. Why, Ya Allah?" He said, "Because this son or daughter tried to imitate me and be generous to their parents." The angel replied, they said, "Ya Allah, what are you going to do with them? They did it for the parents and they denied themselves any rewarding." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the angels, "I am the owner of generosity. You think I will leave them to imitate me without I shower them with my generosity?" They said, "What is that, Ya Allah?" He will said, Allah Jalla Jalalu, "Whatever they spend and donate it to the parents, I bear witness to you, my angels. I will multiply it such and such and such and such and such and such. And Allah will multiply it. Allah knows 10, 15, 100,000. But we don't worry about it. When you give a hibah, a gift to your parents in the grave, you will never lose. You will get much greater than what you want from rewarding. Generosity is very beautiful and very powerful." And now, continue. When this angel come, they talk to the parents in the grave. Because the person hearing a lot of blessing and see it and feel it, he said, "What's happening?" He said, the angel. He said, "We, the angel of Rahmah, if we enter any grave with our blessing, all the graves of your neighbors who are Tutshar, the angel of Tutshar will be lifted until your son or daughter stop making dua and send you good deed." When the son of daughter is stopping do good deed, now the people of the grave, the neighbors of your parents, they make dua. He says, "Allah, allow son of or daughter of so and so Give them tawbah, ya Allah, and make them do good deed and make dua for their parents. We used to get blessing from their blessing. The neighbors. The neighbor who never have luck to have goodness. Imagine the goodness of a person, how much it reach. Ya Allah, may Allah make us the source of blessing, source of rahmah, source of barakah, source of nur, source of rahmah, an elevation of our parents, and make dua, O Allah, elevate the rank of our parents, and make us qurratu aynun lahum, ya Rabbi. Make us qurratu aynun lahum, ya Rabbi. A source of the coolness of their eyes. How? By going, always make dua for them in every fard salah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And be generous, said Allah. Elevate their rank in Jannah. And make me a source of give them extra blessing, ya Allah, in their grave. And let them see their place in Jannah has been uplifted. What an honor. What an honor and what a pleasure. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, don't be stingy. And remember, the way you deal with your parents, Allah will send you children or even someone who will take care about you the way you take care about your parents. Don't worry about yourself. Don't think about yourself. Learn to live for others. Live to be honored and dignified by doing for Sabilillah. You think if I'm busy doing for Sabilillah, Allah will not take care about me? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Allah is the owner of generosity. Allah is the owner of all the quality. I try to imitate him. One dot of a billion and billion and trillion and trillion and trillion of dots compared to his generosity. What he will do? He will shower me with his generosity. Dunya, akhirah, in the grave. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah make us a source of hidayah, rahmah, pleasure to our parents, rahmah to our parents. Ramadan is coming. You can start collecting money and prepare to send it and do good deed in whatever place and make it a hibah, a gift for your parents. Ameen ya Rabbi. But zakat is fard. It can be from your charity, but not from zakatul mal. Is a fard. Ya Allah, may Allah elevate my father ranking in Jannah and allow him to see his ranking in Jannah elevated, and my mother and their family, and make me qurrat aynun lahum. Please make dua for me and my parents. May Allah allow them to be pleased with me, and may Allah please with me. And all of you, and the whole ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.